Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are in the first week of June, and June is day camp season. Cass County Extension is excited to be offering our day camps this year in cooperation with the Cass County Conservation Board. We will be offering face-to-face day camps this year, with a few modifications. We want to remind folks that they do need to get pre-registered if they are planning to attend those day camps. The day camps that we are featuring this year focus on amazing metamorphosis. Youth attending our kindergarten through second grade camps will learn about frogs, butterflies, and more, all these animals that go through a metamorphosis during their lifetime. Those camps are happening June 9th and 10th in Atlantic, June 15th and 16th in Lewis, and June 17th and 18th in Oneida. Our 3rd through 5th grade campers will be learning about fun and flight, exploring things that fly. Those camps are happening June 12th in Lewis, June 19th in Oneida, and June 24th in Atlantic. Our 6th through 8th grade Woodlands Adventure Camp is taking place out at the Cold Springs Park in Lewis, and that is happening on July 6th. All of these camps are now open for registration, with registrations due the week prior to the camp, so if you plan to attend our camps next week on the 9th, 10th, or 12th, we do want you to go ahead and get registered for those camps. As I mentioned, we will be offering those camps in a face-to-face format if folks are comfortable with attending. We do have some updated policies and procedures that we will be following. You can call our office for details or find those posted on our Extension website and Facebook page now. If you are not comfortable attending those camps in person, we are still offering the virtual camp opportunity. We will be offering camp in a bag for anyone who does not feel comfortable attending those face-to-face camps. The crafts and activities will be the same. All the activities will be packaged up in a tote bag that you can keep as a souvenir of the camp, and we will be offering those for pickup here at the Extension office. And once those tote bags are picked up, youth will have access to online videos that will lead them through all of the camp activities. So a couple great opportunities to have some summer camping fun, whichever way you feel most comfortable. Whether it's attending camp in person with social distancing and safety precautions in place, or picking up camp in a bag and having summer day camp in the comfort of your own backyard. Again, that summer day camp registration form is posted on the Extension website, as well as our day camp safety precautions for 2020. You can also pick those up here at the Extension office. And of course, if you have any questions, please do give us a call, 712-243-1132. We would be happy to answer any of those questions. All camps do cost $10 to attend, and that comes with all of the materials as well as those camp souvenir tote bags that the kids get to keep. So go ahead and get registered for our 2020 summer day camps. We are excited to get back to camping for the summer. Also, something to keep in mind as some of this hot, dry weather has moved into the state this week. If you planted trees this spring, spring is a great time to plant trees, you might want to consider some additional measures to take care of them this first growing season to make sure that they survive and thrive throughout a hot, dry summer and a cold winter. If you planted trees this summer, you'll want to water them every day for 4 or 5 days after they are first planted, and then gradually reduce the frequency of watering. When you are watering, you want to slowly apply water to the root ball and surrounding soil. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient once they've been in the ground about 4 to 6 weeks. You want to continue this watering schedule through the summer and into fall. Anytime the trees don't naturally receive at least an inch of rain in any given week, you want to apply that water directly to the root system about once a week and let it soak into the tree and the surrounding soil very well. What you're trying to do is establish a good, deep, strong root system for that tree. If you water shallow every day, you will create a weaker, shallow root system, whereas if you do deep watering on a weekly basis, it will encourage the tree to put down deep, strong roots. You want to continue watering into the fall all the way up to when the ground freezes in the winter. Small trees will usually require watering for at least one or two growing seasons. If you plant a larger caliper tree, it may be necessary to periodically water a larger tree for 2 to even 3 years after it is planted. And again, that would only be in cases where the tree does not get at least 1 inch of natural rain in any week to 2 week period. If you're wondering about early training and pruning of your newly planted tree, keep in mind that trees utilize the sugars and other carbohydrates manufactured by their leaves for plant growth. Pruning of newly planted trees should be limited to any corrective pruning, as severe pruning will reduce the tree's ability to manufacture food and actually slow down the growth and establishment of the tree. If you do need to remove any structural defects in the tree, such as double leaders or dead, broken, or crossing branches, keep in mind that whenever possible, you should retain most of the lower branches to help stabilize the tree. These also provide food for the growing tree as it goes up. You can gradually remove those lower limbs as the tree grows during the first 5 to 10 years of the tree's life as it gets more foliage on the top half of the tree. If you want to prune out those that are closer to the ground so you can walk or mow under the tree, that's perfectly fine. Also, it is generally not necessary to fertilize newly planted trees. Most Iowa soils can supply enough amount of nutrient during establishment. However, if the tree is growing poorly after 2 or 3 years of being in its location, you may want to add a little fertilizer. You may want to dig a soil test in the area first. You may want to do a soil test before you plant the tree if you have questions about it being a poor site for a tree. Signs to look for in the tree to indicate poor health include sparse foliage, yellow-green leaves, or short annual twig growth. That may be a sign that you need to add a little fertilizer or do a soil test. Also, many newly planted trees are staked, but it's generally not necessary. Top-heavy trees or those planted in excessively windy locations may need staking. If you do decide you need to stake your tree, you want to stake it so the trunk is allowed to move and sway a little bit. This will allow for a stronger trunk and deeper root development. In order to prevent damage to the trunk, if you stake it, use strong, wide strips of canvas, rubber, or other materials that will flex to support the tree, and you should usually remove staking materials after one growing season. At that point, the roots and trunk should be strong enough to support the tree through most things that nature can throw at it. It is also usually not necessary to wrap the trunks of newly planted trees. If you have concerns about protecting your newly planted trees, protective materials can be placed around the trunks of young trees in the fall to discourage rabbit browsing and sun scald in the winter. If you do this in the winter, place the materials around the trunks of the tree in late fall and promptly remove in the spring so they don't inhibit the growth of the tree, and don't leave them on for many seasons as they will start to grow into the bark of the tree. For more information on planting trees, you can find additional resources at the ISU Extension website or the ISU Extension store. You can also give us a call here at the Cass County Extension office. We'd be happy to answer your questions on planting trees and many, many more things in the garden, yard, and beyond. Again, our number is 712-243-1132. Also invite you to stop by the office. We are now open to the public on a limited basis. Just give us a call if you plan to stop by, and we'll let you know when you can safely do that. We also invite you to follow our Facebook page and check our website regularly, as we do update that routinely with programs and resources for the Cass County public. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.